Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, there's desperation and then there's just pure insanity. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Parloff. And it looks like we're all going to find out what this Colts Philip Rivers thing is going to be. Is it just a desperate team, Pearl, who has lost three different quarterbacks due to injury, or maybe has lost three? Two that we know, maybe Riley Leonard, who is now the third string quarterback, Notre Dame's old quarterback and Duke's old quarterback. And he's got like a ligament strain. So now Philip Rivers, who's 44 years old, is being called off the couch, off the bench. And listen, I understand that you have to do everything in your power to try to keep your season alive, right? This started off as a magical season for the Colts, 7-1, the Daniel Jones reclamation project, Jonathan Taylor in the MVP race, and their defense is really good. But here's the thing. This feels like such a forgive the pun Hail Mary. I mean, it just doesn't even feel real to me that Philip Rivers, who is older than 13 current NFL head coaches right now, is somehow going to come off the couch and save the season. Pearl, we love these kind of stories, but it's not a movie. This is not a fairy tale.
Well, you got a better plan.
I would like to see if Riley Leonard can actually give it a go.
Well, if he can, I think he will.
Yeah, so then what's Philip Rivers is what? Coming to Indianapolis to sit in the bench? To be the backup? I don't see that as
a possibility. Obviously, you have an injured quarterback. You need a backup. So, yeah, I mean, Philip Rivers will be the backup who will probably play because it doesn't seem like what's going on with Riley Leonard's knee is good. So I think that it's possibility plays, but also there's a great chance that Riley Leonard doesn't go. So then you're looking at the old quarterback battle between Brett Rypien, the practice squad guy, and Philip Rivers. I think it's about a toss-up. I mean, maybe.
I don't know, dude.
You really think he's better than? I mean, Rypien has not been good. I remember we talked about Rypien because I was wondering if Brett Rypien was Mark Rypien's son, and he's not.
He's his nephew.
He's a nephew. Yeah. But I don't know that Brett Rypien is very effective right now.
Okay, but here's the thing. I don't want to get into like the details of Brett Rypien's career, but Brett Rypien doesn't have the potential to have a guy who is a potential Hall of Famer in Philip Rivers, who then comes in and either gets like really hurt, which I think was definitely on the table, especially against a Seattle defense. I don't know if he'd play this week, but Seattle defense, Houston, if he makes
it
that far.
He might play this week.
He might. So that
Houston is scary.
Houston is scary to guys in their prime. You see, Houston's scary to Josh Allen. They sacked him 8 times. You know, Philip Rivers at 44, you know, it would be ridiculous for him to take that kind of punishment. The news coming out of Indianapolis is that Philip Rivers' arm looked good, right? Well, they always say the jump shot never leaves. The arm strength will always be there. It's like a muscle memory. These guys are so good. But his cardio, his conditioning, everything else is terrible.
Why would you need cardio to play quarterback?
I'm just saying they
asked Donovan McNabb.
They asked, puking on the Super Bowl. They said, he's got to work on the conditioning. How much can you possibly get done by Sunday?
It's
Wednesday. Start doing sit-ups, squats. It's like, do we cue the Rocky music? Am I interested? Do I feel like Rivers is even helping out an old friend and head coach Shane Steichen? They go back all the way to San Diego together. I guess I am curious. I just think there's no way this ends pretty.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. These older quarterbacks, do they usually get destroyed, like knocked around? I feel honestly, a younger quarterback's in more danger because I don't know what the heck he's doing. How many plays is Philip? How can he get sacked 8 times? Is he going to drop back 8 times?
Well, I don't think the RPO is going to be able to be that effective. I mean,
I mean, how it's going to be 15 passes. He'll throw screen passes and then he'll throw a couple bombs, which is a relatively easy play to throw. I mean, how hard is it to just take a 7-step drop and throw a 50-yard boom ball to Pierce? This is going to be easy. They're obviously okay. Going to tailor it to a 44-year-old quarterback. I don't think the level of risk is quite what you say. At least I hope not. Level of risk. He's not going to be like trying fancy plays left and right and scrambling. He's closer to the dad playing steady QB on Thanksgiving. Just get back there, throw a couple passes, have a good time.
Yeah.
There's no downside here. The only downside you mentioned is that Philip Rivers gets punished into another retirement. Yeah, I guess it's downside, but there's nothing worse that could happen to the Colts on the field. Like, who cares? They're 14-point underdogs.
No, I get it. 14-point underdogs in Seattle this week. I mean, it's 13.5, I guess, technically. But Philip Rivers didn't move that half point. They're the 8th seed right now. They would lose a tie break to the Houston Texans if the season ended today based off head-to-head win percentage. So, you know, listen, they got work to do. At 8-5, but here's what you're talking to, like, hey, what could go wrong? I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is younger and has actually been playing NFL football this entire time, and he's playing with his non-throwing hand broken. You know, I'm watching Joe Flacco.
He just won a game, by the way.
Okay, well, good for him.
I'm doing a radio show with a most likely broken thumb. It's no big deal.
It's the same. But what happened to Aaron Rodgers? Okay, this week they won a game. What happened last week? Joey Bosa knocked him back into an ayahuasca, fog.
And he came out and beat the Ravens the following week. This is fine. I thought you were going to talk about the Achilles. As long as he doesn't tear an Achilles, then who cares? He's going to get knocked around. It's football.
The Achilles tear, by the way, is totally on the table. And then he's not going to be able to even help out around the house with the 10 kids and the grandkids.
Well, that would be the worst case scenario, a major injury. But if he can avoid that, the team's not going to win anyway. So let's just talk about the football aspect. This is a no-risk situation.
You just said they're not going to win anyway. You mean this weekend or out? Like, they have no shot to make the playoffs? Because what should
the
expectations be?
They have no shot.
So your expectations... So what are we doing here?
I agree with everything you said in the beginning. It's a total Hail Mary. Might as well take a Hail Mary. So they have whatever shot you have on a Hail Mary. But 2% chance.
See, to me, that's not worth it. Like, if I'm Rivers, that's not, unless I really feel like I owe Shane Steichen something huge and I need to come back to try to help him and save him. And friendship, I'm all for friendship, you know, and you've been in the trenches together when he was the quarterback coach in San Diego. But outside of that, like, if this is for Rivers' ego or his vanity or thinking he still has it or any of that stuff, I think it's a total mistake.
So do you think in 5 years he'll look back on this and say that was a mistake to come back? Like, because I honestly, totally real. Like, I think it'll probably fail, and I'll probably say, it was an experiment. Who cares?
Yeah, like the time you went to summer camp, or like you had a trip to Europe. Like, Pearl, he could get hurt out there, and I'm not rooting for it. I don't want to see him get hurt. I don't want to see him go down in a heap after a couple plays or something like that. Like, that does nothing. That makes me feel bad about everything.
Okay, who's more of an injury risk? A 44-year-old Philip Rivers who's going to drop back 15 times or a 23-year-old Anthony Richardson who got out on the field and had only played 13 college games, had no idea where to go with the ball? He was much more of an injury risk than Philip Rivers. I think they're going to keep him in perfectly safe conditions. They're not going to, unless the game is close, they're not going to say, hang in the pocket, we need a big play here. I would hope. And also, this guy knows the offense better than anybody, apparently. He's been running the offense, according to did you see the tweet by J.J. Watt?
Yeah, I did.
He found out in a production meeting that basically Philip Rivers and Shane Steichen are running mirror offenses, except Phillips is in high school and Shane Steichen's in the NFL. So he knows his offense better than anyone, probably better than Brett Rypien, who's on the practice squad.
Yeah, I know. His son Gunner, Philip Rivers' son Gunner, is running the Colts offense, basically, at a high school in Alabama. And Gunner... his older sister, Haley, is the same age as Riley Leonard. Like, this is the thing. It's just crazy that, you know, you're saying, like, oh, you know, he can just, he knows the system. He can come out here. Like, the idea of Phillip Rivers being able to complete a couple passes, that's not where my beef is here. Like, you're absolutely right. Anthony Richardson was not ready. My beef with this is that it's not even beef. Like, my hesitation is that Phillip Rivers also has not taken a snap in the NFL in 5 years. That's got to do something to a guy. Now, different side of the ball, but I used to do a show with Bart Scott, and Bart kept himself in great shape, tip-top shape.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't football shape. And even he would tell you that, and I'd say it if he was sitting in the room. His neck wasn't nearly as big, the upper body, and he looked like he was still made out of granite. It's not that. It's not the look, and it wasn't that he wasn't being healthy, but he was not ready to go out and play snaps at linebacker after 5 years being out.
So, it's so obviously different between a quarterback and a linebacker.
I'm just saying that, like, you have to be able to protect yourself out there.
But why? What's the difference between, honestly, let's be real, a 28-year-old Phillip Rivers and a 44-year-old Phillip Rivers? You ever see Phillip Rivers run anywhere?
I know, you always say that.
But I mean, honestly, like, what's the difference? Joe Flacco's the same way. Tom Brady was the same way. Completely non-athletic quarterbacks, age the same. I mean, Aaron Rodgers actually could run a little, so that's why he's been kind of looking worse. I mean, Brady looked pretty good at 43.
This is the Tom Brady.
But I mean,
he messed it up for everybody, just like LeBron. Not everybody. We saw Vinny Testaverde do this and Steve DeBerg. And he's Flacco, not the first guy who's come back at 44 or played at 44, yeah. Whatever. But the thing is that Brady messed it up for everybody. Why do you think there's only one example that we ever go to?
Well, I mean, we used to go to Vinny Testaverde.
I know. I didn't even remember that Testaverde came back with the Carolina Panthers. I just remember the Jets when Chad Pennington got hurt, right?
Yeah, Joe Flacco is, how old is he? He's 40. Okay, so it is different. He's a little younger, but he threw for, let me get this right, 470 yards in a game this year. So, listen, the arm doesn't go away.
Joe Flacco hasn't taken a break, though. Like, he's been in it this whole time. He did a training camp.
Did he take a year off?
That was years ago, though. He never actually took the full year off. And we're talking about now, like, Joe Flacco was in a training camp this year and last year. He's been consistently playing.
Right. It's just a desperate situation.
You want to see it, though. Is this like score one for the
old guy?
For the 40-year-olds?
No, I mean, I assume every NFL fan wants to see this. Is there anybody who wants to see Brett Rypien play the Seahawks? I mean, unless you're in the Rypien family, that I think you want to see Phillip Rivers.
But is it also like a little bit because, you know, the morbid curiosity? It's like, I'm not proud of myself when I pass by a car crash and I look at it. Like, I'm not, I'm curious. I don't feel good about myself after that. I kind of feel like that's what I'm watching this, you know, guy who's just who just is not in NFL shape to be coming in week 15 off the couch against one of the best defenses in the NFL. And potentially play against Seattle this week. Like, I don't feel great about watching that. But maybe that's me. Maybe I got to get over myself.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we should put a poll out. I guess the question is, do you want to see Phillip Rivers play this week?
Oh, I think it's going to be 100-0, because you're right. No one wants to see Brett
Rypien.
But you
just said you don't want to see him.
Well, I know. I'm saying I don't feel good about it. It's just like when I drive by a car wreck, I don't feel good about looking and breaking my neck to look to see what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, I just disagree a little bit on the fitness thing. Like, there's no fitness. What's the difference? What's the farthest he's going to run?
No, I think it's just, what if he has to throw the ball?
What do you think entails playing quarterback in the NFL? Do you think it's just like you're just sitting in, is like, there's athleticism that goes with playing quarterback. It's not running
not a 40. Not with Phillip Rivers.
It's not running a 40, but you got to hand the ball off. You got to.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to run out of steam. Like, give me, like, be like, I'm too tired. I can't. Drop back
Anthony
three
Richardson
steps and handball.
Is built like a superhero. He ran out of gas.
He ran about 100 yards on that play. Phillip Rivers ain't doing that. I don't think. I mean, if Phillip Rivers scrambles more than once, then we can have a conversation. He's not going to be tired.
We've had conversations about NFL quarterbacks being out of shape and it being a problem. This is not a new thing.
Right, but
DeMarcus Russell.
The standard for Rivers is going to be zero.
No,
right?
I know, but it doesn't have to be like a guy running. Like, it's playing football. Like, that is a task.
Trust me, even
if you're a quarterback and that's a pocket quarterback like Phillip Rivers.
Honestly, the fitness part of it is problem number 74 on this. I mean, there are so many bigger issues than, will he run out of gas? I don't even think he's going to get a chance to run out of gas. I think they will have a very modest offense if Phillip Rivers is the quarterback. So, yeah, I mean, that play where Anthony Richardson called to get himself out of the game, that is not that specific play is not happening with Phillip Rivers. Trust me.
No, it's not. All right, do you want to see this? 888-710-4. See, it's different. Do you want to see this and will it work? Two very, very different things. So you're welcome to weigh in on either one of these. Do you want to see it and will it work?
Well, that's another 100-0 poll. I don't think anyone's going to say, will it work? I don't know. Let's put this poll out and see who gets... Give me a better option. Send in a better option, too.
For what? With the third?
For who should play quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts if Riley Leonard can't play?
Ryan Tannehill, Derek Carr, somebody. Like, they're younger.
Derek Carr is not doing the last five games. He wants, like, a massive deal. Remember, he was... Yeah,
well, this is the first step.
I'm sure they called Derek Carr too. Carr's been flirting with teams all year.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I mean, if they
I don't know if they did, but Carr's been in the ether a lot, right? There was another team that was looking at Carr this year.
Yeah, someone else was looking, but you're right. He wanted a full time. He wanted to be the Bengals. The Bengals wanted him, and when Joe Burrow got hurt, he said, "Oh, I don't want to give the job back."
Well, he wouldn't be doing that this year.
No, so I'm saying I think he definitely would take this job.
The funny thing is, he still under contract with the Raiders, though. Would you have to give the Raiders anything?
With the Saints.
Saints. Excuse me.
Yeah, there are reports that the Colts called Carr too. You know, if I'm
so
Carr,
how bad is if I'm Phillip Rivers and I'm like, all right, Derek Carr passed. Well, I guess it's up to me.
But I kind of get where Carr passed. He made a big drama about retiring this offseason. To go back to, he's like, I'm not coming off the bench on a Tuesday and getting my whatever injury he had last blown up again. So I get that, too.
You know, it's funny. The Colts now have had like two kind of, I want to say outside the box. Like the Jeff Saturday thing was so extremely outside the box to bring him off the ESPN set to be their head coach. And they won that first game against the Raiders and then it all fell apart. This is another outside the box. I do not think Phillip Rivers got any other calls this year. We'll see.
Oh, I guarantee that. It reminds me a little bit of Baker Mayfield learning the playbook on the plane. It reminds me a little bit of Jeff Saturday. You just never know. You never know. You might as well take a puncher's chance. This is super fun to me. I mean, I hope he plays. I have nothing against Riley Leonard. I hope you are sidelined, and this is the Phillip Rivers show.
I mean, if we're going to get strategic about the whole thing, would you not just want to, they have Seattle, then San Francisco, but Jacksonville and Houston is where you actually might really need them for those AFC South games. But you could be too far out of it. Now, do you like keep them on ice for the last 2 weeks? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of ice involved, I'll tell you that. Icy hot.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I was also thinking about this. If this had happened 3 weeks ago, when I'm assuming Gunnar Rivers is still playing his high school season, potentially, if they were in the playoffs, I bet Phillip would have said no.
Probably.
You know, like this. Wow. Think about it. If your kid is in like a state championship, you're not running off for that, right? I don't think.
I don't know. If you're crazy enough to think you can play quarterback at 44 years old after not playing for 5 years, they're delusional to do anything. I mean, I'm serious. Like,
what do they call it now? DeLulu?
Yeah. this is completely ridiculous to me. I'm very concerned about his health. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, listen. I mean, you can't say that football fans, we're not totally heartless. We're thinking about it.
Watch. Gosh.
Human cockfighting. 888-710-4ISN. Okay. Let us know. Do you think, A, this is a good idea? B, is it going to work? We're on in Indianapolis. So I'd be dying to know the local reaction there. And then coming up, well, they did it again. If there's any question who the new evil empire is, we certainly got our answer. Got a lot of sad faces around here today. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Do you want to see Philip Rivers play on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks? I desperately do, because I can't watch the Colts if it's somebody else. There's no reason to even turn that game on. It's a 13.5-point spread. Colts season likely over. They're taking a Hail Mary with Philip Rivers. And we have this argument all the time. The reason Tom Brady was so good in his 40s is because he never had any athleticism in his 20s. All you do is just be able to see where the blitz is coming from and sling it. I love it because it's like the dad who's playing steady quarterback on Thanksgiving is actually playing NFL football right now. Hopefully he doesn't get demolished. But the Colts have nothing at all to lose here. Might as well try something unique. Probably won't work. In fact, almost definitely won't work. But it sure is going to be interesting on Sunday.
Yeah, I guess I would just say this. You know, when you're envisioning this, like, you know, 44-year-old Philip Rivers, and he's doing this Thanksgiving analogy that you're doing, Pearl, that he's out there just sort of all-time QB on Thanksgiving and throwing around to the kids. Is Leonard Williams like the neighbor from across the street that's coming over to blow up the dad on that Turkey Bowl game? Because this is a real pass rush that he's going
to see. How many times Philip Rivers has been hit? My player is a lot scarier than Leonard Williams, by the way.
I'm just saying, I think after 5 years of not playing, it's like you got to condition yourself to take those kind of hits. Meanwhile, let's hear what you have to say. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Carmen's in San Diego. That's where Philip Rivers used to call home. Carmen, what do you think? You want to see him out there?
I mean, yeah, I grew up watching him play, and it would be awesome. It would be a nice little nostalgia to see him play again, but you do got to remember that he did play that playoff game with a torn ACL. So the man is a tough guy.
Oh, he's awesome. That was almost 20 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, that is true. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, not exactly. What was that? 2008, Pearl? 2008 season? He's play with the torn ACL.
Yeah.
Rivers is gigantic. Have you guys ever been around him?
Yeah, he's big huge. Boy,
yeah, he's like Flacco. It's like taking down a tree. And I feel like mobile quarterbacks are the ones who really get blown up. They're just going to gently lay this old man to the ground, is my theory.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what they're doing with Flacco. Actually, you can go with Carmen a little more recently. So obviously, I remember it well, the wild card game that Philip Rivers played with the Indianapolis Colts, because at that point, my Buffalo Bills were on their way to breaking this incredibly long playoff win drought. They had not won a playoff game since like 1995, I think, by the time that Josh Allen could actually put it together and beat Philip Rivers. But he threw for 300 yards in that game. He was a 4th-and-11 that got batted down by Micah Hyde away from pulling off a major upset on the road in Buffalo. Now, that was the game in 2020. Technically, it was 2021. Played in front of like 6,500 people because we were still under strict pandemic restrictions. But he played very well in that game.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't expect that again. But was that game like 24? It was a low-scoring game.
Low-scoring game.
Yeah. Well, why did he come back? Do you remember?
What do you mean?
Why didn't he not stay as the Colts quarterback? I can't remember the process.
I don't know if even the Colts might have been looking to move on. He was older.
Yeah.
He was older at that point. Paul's in Texas, has some personal experience here. Good morning, Paul.
Morning. How are y'all today?
Best shape of our lives, Paul. How are you?
Best shape. Well, I'm doing good. Now, as an ex-athlete, not playing for 20-something years, get invited to play in an adult league. You know, I was nervous after the first inning. It didn't go well. After that, it went great. I think he's going to do good. I think once he gets the jitters out of him from getting rushed and thrown to the ground a couple of times, I think he's going to come back and he's going to do good things. I'm excited to see him play.
All right, Paul, let's get the bona fides. How far did you go in athletics?
Well, I played up in just through high school. Oh, and God. Then I became a parent. And then once my kids started playing ball in older leagues, they invited me to come play with them. So I was,
there you go.
I was nervous, but I went in there, did my thing. And there was a couple of games where I ended up having a couple of shutouts.
Oh, look at you. Love it.
Well, I think he's going to do great, and I'm looking forward to seeing the grandpa play.
You know, Paul, I think we all are interested, that's for sure. You know, I get his personal experience. I'll never forget this, Pearl. There's a lot of other reasons why this happened, but I'm telling you, when Tiger Woods, out of nowhere, won that Masters, the last one that he won, grown men were crying. Like, I think there's something about seeing a guy who had past glory find it again in an improbable way. Now, there's so much there with Tiger that's not there with Philip Rivers.
You always tell this story. Where were you where grown men were crying at Tiger Woods winning the 2019 Masters?
Sitting 10 feet from here.
Who cried? Someone we know?
Yeah, but I can't say it on air.
That's amazing.
Oh,
I'm sorry. And you would know him anyway.
Yeah, that's amazing to cry at a golf tournament.
To tears. But there's a lot more there with Tiger. Right. I get
Tiger just made the cut last year, by the way.
But this was that felt really improbable, right?
Well, I know, but I'm saying it's golf. I mean, listen, you think like this, talking about not dangerous for an old guy to play.
Right.
There's like 83-year-olds out on the golf course. You guys will never agree with me on that. So anyway, this is even more improbable than Tiger.
No, but I think there's something about these types of stories that hit people in a different way. Paul just called in from Texas. Paul's never called the show before. It reminded him of when he, you know, it's like past glory or thinking that, hey, I could do this again or I could pick it up. I think every guy, if I polled all of you who played high school or maybe even played a little bit after that, if I said I could give you one more shot, Pearl, to take you back to Dartmouth and you could play one more game on that basketball team, isn't that the one thing you would want in life, to go back to your past athletic peak?
Yeah, I mean, so you can actually place me there. I would do a Back to the Future 2 and build a sports gambling empire.
No, you always want to be Biff.
Yeah.
That says a lot about you.
But no, I think you're making this into some Hallmark movie when everyone else is like, wouldn't it be cool to see Philip Rivers play? I think that emotional aspect is not really there, especially because also it's week 16 and it's a playoff race. I don't think it's as much of the reliving the glory days as like, hell yeah, let's throw Philip Rivers out there. I don't want to see Brett Rippon.
Okay, Rico is in Dallas. Good morning, Rico.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen to you guys every day. Philly fan, even though I am in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. So,
exactly. I'm a little heartbroken right now. I'm hoping we don't have this repeat 2.0 of 2023, but my fingers are crossed.
Yep.
I know, right? Not yet. Come on now, man. We're not there yet. We're at least one game away. If we can beat the Raiders, I think we can get this thing back on track. But anyway,
Rico, if you can't beat the Raiders, fold the franchise.
Yeah. I agree with you. You know, at that point, I would probably shut down Hurts and see what Tanny McKee can do for the rest of the year, and then see where it goes from there. But I'm a diehard. I bleed green. So let's keep this thing rolling. So. But anyway, if we're going to entertain kicking tires and all this other stuff, why not Kaepernick? You know, the guy's super team to the Super Bowl. He's athletic, can easily get into that scheme. And I probably do some things. But the fact that Rivers, really? Grandpa? He was grandpa even before he even retired. You know, give Colin an opportunity. You know, why not? If we're just going to sit up and do things and just kick tires and say, hey, why not? You know, but I think we all know the reason why, but it's just unfortunate that Kaepernick didn't have an opportunity to take a phone call in a situation like this. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Rico. Yeah, and Colin Kaepernick, a whole 6 years younger than Philip Rivers.
But there's, I mean, obviously, Enrico mentioned it, there's the politics of it and all that, the what happened to him in the league. Yeah. Forget all that. He's 38. I just looked up. He hasn't played since 2016. I would feel much safer with Philip Rivers, who's not going anywhere in that pocket. Colin Kaepernick will get out there, hasn't played in 10 years, and forget all the other stuff. He's going to have the urge to run down the field. He's going to pull a hammy about 3 minutes. That's all I'm saying is forget all the other stuff. You don't want a mobile quarterback at 38. You want a tree like Joe Flacco. You want a solid, just going to plant himself in the pocket and throw it away or get taken down. You don't want anyone who's going to try and move out there. That's when you get into trouble.
I mean, Colin Kaepernick, one of the great dual threat quarterbacks.
Yeah, he was so fast,
super fun,
and he'd get out on the field, and his brain would say go, and that would probably end up in. I think he would pull a hammy because he hasn't played in a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Like we always wonder, why doesn't Robert Griffin III? Why is he not playing? Why is Cam Newton not playing? Well, Cam, we know, like the end came pretty quick for Cam, you know, and these guys who are the dual threat guys, you know, when Michael Vick, who got, you know, a lot of his career, some of it got derailed, obviously, for the dog fighting.
He played
stuff,
a long time, though.
But he played, and then, when he got to, like, Philly after that first year.
He was great at Philly for the first year.
For the first year, and then it was, like, not good.
Yeah, I mean, these are all individual situations. RG3 stopped starting in very, very young age because of massive injuries.
Yep.
And I think Cam was really injured, too.
Totally.
So I think that's part of the reason. But when you're bringing back an old guy, it's got to be a slow old guy. So he's not even tempted to run.
I just think it's very easy to think about the cases of guys where it went out okay, and we forget about Brett Favre being knocked out on a freezing cold field in Minnesota. We forget about how Steve Young's career ended. We forget about how Troy Aikman's career ended. Like,
but
it
those
sounds,
guys were in their mid low 30s, too.
Right.
Like Troy and Steve.
Right.
You could get
younger
to the quarterback, like,
right,
you could throw, you know, put them into another dimension.
Right, and those guys be hit harder. But I mean, Brett Favre didn't play not that long ago, and he got knocked out. Like there are a lot of cases of quarterbacks who they get retired, they don't retire. And I am concerned about Phillip Rivers because we can joke about this Seahawks defense. They are no joke to me. I've watched them play all season, and outside of one game, they have definitely taken the identity of Mike McDonald, who's a physical, tough coach, and they're a physical, tough team. So I hope he is okay if he comes out there and actually tries to play.
If they were going to sign him, though, wouldn't he have to pass a physical? Like, we just saw this with the Lions center, right? He didn't pass the physical.
Frank Ragnow.
If he passed the physical, then isn't he fine?
He's not playing a physical position. Yeah, like Frank Ragnow had to play center and deal with a guy every play. Yeah, I again, it's quarterback. I mean, come on. Brett Favre was 100 years old and still, the year before, he was the MVP.
He was younger than Phil Rivers. Yeah, he hadn't sat for 5 years.
Favre admitted I don't think Favre was all in on that last year. Less mentally, he wasn't there. Phillip Rivers is going to be way sharper. He's ready to go.
Because he's been coaching high school football?
Yeah, no. But he's Phillip Rivers. He has no idea that he's 44 years old. He's going to think, you know, he's totally psychotic. Can we start with that fact about Phillip Rivers?
Yeah, 100, that's part of it, too. Yeah, it's like, we all want to see the crazy guy out there. All right, let's get to Bogus, who's got everything else going on today. A lot of sad faces around here.
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks. On Prize Picks, you simply pick 2 to 6 players, choose more or less, and watch your lineups light up like the holidays. Download Prize Picks, use code PRIMETIME, and get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. So I woke up to a text from our good friend Manny that just said, Vegas.
Yeah.
I had no idea what he was talking about. Maybe the Mets had let Pete Alonso sign with the Golden Knights or the Raiders after losing Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers. But thankfully, it wasn't that.
Brunson fires away. Jalen Brunson from downtown. He's unguardable tonight. 5 of 7 from three. He's got 29 points.
Mike Breen, MSG TV. Jalen Brunson finishing with 35 in a 117-101 Knicks win in Toronto, which sends them to Vegas for the NBA Cup Final Four. Up next are the Magic, who turned down the Heat 117-108. Desmond Bane, 37 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. That semifinal matchup is Saturday night.
So Nico's here with us today, and we love Nico when he fills in for Manny. But there was, when I saw that text, just Vegas, I was like, wait a minute, did Manny take this week off to go to Vegas and just didn't tell anybody? And then all of a sudden we get the text in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
No, it turns out no.
I also thought the same thing when he posted it on his Instagram story, like the hangover scene where they're like driving to Vegas. I was like, is he there right now?
Honestly, it's only Wednesday, Manny. Get on a plane and go to Vegas.
Can we be honest about one thing?
Yeah.
That court was legitimately ugly. I'm sorry.
The Raptors court?
Yeah.
It burns a hole into my eye.
Yeah, that was hard.
I've just gotten so used to it now. I was like, wow, that's very red. And then I moved on.
It's kind of hard to see everything, whatever. Anyway.
I like that they changed the court because you do immediately know now it's an NBA Cup game. So it is very, if you're into that kind of thing,
it's
it is
good
very
idea.
Smart. Yeah. Very smart. It's just the execution is just like, I feel like the scene in Seinfeld where the Kenny Rogers Roasters red sign is making everything look red.
Yeah.
I just don't see like the regular court lines like through all of it.
Oh, like out of bounds?
Right, right.
Yeah. 3-point? Yeah.
Not that I get it. Like this whole thing is to appeal to younger fans. Who probably aren't even watching the game. They're just watching the YouTube highlights the next day.
They're watching YouTube highlights. They watching some good Jalen Brunson highlights. Man, he was cooking last night.
He was very good.
With those. You call those highlights? I mean, what?
Mid-range jumpers?
Yeah.
I mean, 3D hit in the first quarter.
With those Knicks in Toronto, some college kids took over the Garden last night. The nightcap of the Jimmy V Classic was UConn, Florida, winners of the last three NCAA titles. The Gators beat the Huskies on their way to bust in that slump this past April, but no such luck last night.
Out, trying to scoop it in, no good. Malachi got the rebound. They got a break going. Here's Malachi to the basket. He lays it in right-handed.
Mike Crispino from Learfield, Malachi Smith's layup helping UConn get a 77-73 win. The Huskies now have four wins over ranked opponents this season. Before all of that, 10th-ranked BYU erased a 22-point hole, beat Clemson 67-64 on Robert Wright III's buzzer-beating three. The NYPD has made an arrest in the shooting of Jets player Chris Boyd. 20-year-old Frederick Green taken into custody in the Buffalo area. He is now facing attempted murder and other charges. On a smaller scale than the Dodgers poaching Edwin Diaz or Kyle Schwarber staying with the Phillies, we've got the Tigers re-signing reliever Kyle Finnegan, 2 years, $19 million. Finnegan was solid for Detroit after coming over from the Nats at the trade deadline. And finally, a buzzer beater on ice in Pittsburgh.
And in come the Ducks, one last chance. Seneca, stick check by Russ, makes a move to the net, loose in front, they score! It crossed the goal line, but the question is, did it do so before all zeros?
Yeah, that horn was not the goal horn in Pittsburgh. That was the game over Penguins one horn,
wow.
Except Bennett Senecky gets this goal with 1/10 of a second left to force overtime, and then the Ducks win in a shootout 4-3 over those Penguins.
That is crazy. Thank you, Bogues. I have a question for you quickly. You know, we're going to unpack this all from the Dodger side of things. I hope the Dodger fans are still, like, impressed and excited when they get news like this yesterday that their team continues to throw, you know, money is no object to them whatsoever. And I think actually the Edwin Diaz poaching is even about more than money, obviously, because he never even gave the Mets an opportunity to make a final offer. Like, he wanted to leave, bro. And the Dodgers were smart because they actually have his brother in their organization. And I know they just gave Tanner Scott all that money to be their closer, so they couldn't have been thinking this far ahead. But I almost think, were they thinking this far ahead? Like, hey, let's get the brother in. We'll treat him great. He'll see all of our awesome facilities. He's going to win a World Series, like, as part of the organization. He wasn't on the roster for the World Series. But then he'll be our best recruiter.
Yeah. I mean, it's about time those Dodgers got a break.
Wait, but I have a question, though, for Bogish and me and Bogish and EJ and Nico. Like, we're all sad today because we love Edwin Diaz. But I'm worried about Jake Bogish, your son, because these things happen. Already, the Mets already traded away Brandon Nimmo, who's like a stalwart and was a fan favorite.
Yep.
Now Diaz is gone, who was not a homegrown Met, but he was obviously a big deal.
Yeah.
And now Pete Alonso, all reports look like he's going to be gone because the Mets don't want to give him more than 3 years. This is major changes when Jake is at his sports watching, like, he's 12 years old. This is a big deal in his world.
Yeah, there's an Edwin Diaz jersey in his closet. Mm. There's a foam trumpet somewhere in his room. When I got him yesterday after an after-school thing, he was like, my life is over or my life sucks, something like that. And I was like, it will be okay. He'll be easily swayed by good players coming in if that's what David Stern's plan B is here.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Yeah, but he was a little bummed yesterday.
I mean, honestly, I would go to Phillies fan. The Mets will probably be more dangerous without all these expensive players, knowing how this thing works.
Oh, they still have expensive players, just not in the right place.
Right.
But
I mean, they kind of, like, last year, they had all the guys in the world and didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, that is the thing, right? I mean, they were different levels of terrible last year, so why? And you can argue that they've underachieved the last handful of years, so why not break things up? But losing Diaz to a non-astronomical contract is disappointing.
It's someone who you're chasing. Number one, it's the back-to-back champs going for the three-peat. It was the one place where the Dodgers needed to shore up, and they didn't even have to overspend for him. But I think everyone listening to me, Mets fan, Dodger, doesn't matter, football, whatever, baseball, everyone, I think, has that moment when you're a kid and you are in your sports watching, like, heaven, and you're not used to the rug getting pulled out from you like that, you know? I think we all have memories of, like, oh, man, they're really going to take my favorite player, one of my favorite players, and it's going to be gone.
Listen, I was a Mets, Knicks, and Jets fan in the 2000s. Most of those guys that left, I was like, good riddance.
Yeah, well, bye. You drive Raymond Fell to the airport. I get it.
Oh, God, to get rid of Stephon Marbury, finally. Right. Eddie Curry's gone. Oh, let's go.
But there's other people have different experiences.
Yeah, try being 10.
I think Browns fans are probably like, oh, thank God we got rid of Tim Couch.
Well, but like try being a fan of the Mets in 86 and you're all pumped up, and then 87's a disaster, 88 that you get your heart broken, and then one by one, Gooden's gone, Strawberry's gone. No, but the guy's leaving, to Maggie's point.
Yeah.
When you're thinking
I think you have to be good to experience that. Rug being pulled out from you, so you get
I mean, the Mets were in the NLCS last year, so it's not like, you know, they had the year before. So
had all the vibes, and they signed Soto. That was very recently good times.
That's a high point, and now it's like people are gone to teams you're hopefully going to see. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN, Bogus, thank you. Tell Jake we're thinking about him. 888-710-4476. Coming up next, Jerry Jones. What did he have to say about... a couple people, including George Pickens and the questionable effort against the Lions in week 15. Maggie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dibrilov. All right, time for your Cowboy Quickie. Every time the Philadelphia Eagles lose, Jerry Jones just gets a little more pep in the step.
Yeah.
A little more pep in the step. But first, Jones addressing the media, talking on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, as he does every week, about George Pickens. Now, you remember, week 14 kicked off with Dallas at Detroit, Pearl. It was a close loss, and George Pickens got called out specifically by many people, including Richard Sherman, about his lack of effort on a couple plays. So here is Jerry Jones defending Pickens.
I don't look at the same thing they're looking at. I look at what George Pickens has done all year. I can look at a game. If you want to look at a game and compare it to the rest of the year, which you should, then you can get your answer. But just so that I'm real clear about it, I don't have the concern that the debate about what George Pickens did or didn't do in that game. I don't have that kind of concern about him as far as his competing.
Okay, so long-winded Jerry there, but basically saying no problem with Pickens and the effort. Obviously, no. Pickens put out an Instagram post after this, going back at Richard Sherman, calling him a lot of names. Legion of Boom, you remember San Francisco, da-da-da, and it got really personal there. So, listen, Jerry, I get him defending his player pro, but that could almost come back to bite him. That's going to be used against him by Pickens' agent when he comes back to the table with the handout saying, where's our bag? Where's the contract? You're talking him up. You're saying how important he is. Well, show him the love.
Well, I mean, he's obviously, I agree with Jerry. It's one game. He's earned a big bag, if we want to put it in that terms. He's one of the top five receivers in the NFL. He's still pretty uncoverable. I think people, and Richard Sherman included, you have to understand, when CeeDee Lamb went out, the entire defense shifted to Pickens. And then there were a couple calls that I didn't love. I understand why he got angry, and I'm not excusing it, but this happened. Same thing happened to CeeDee Lamb multiple times where he kind of mentally checked out of a game, and Jerry delivered $34 million to him. So I think George Pickens is still going to get paid. I think it's going to be hard for Dallas to fit all these guys in, but I would pay George Pickens. I mean, he's awesome.
No, he's incredible. We knew that back in Pittsburgh. That's not the question.
I don't know if we knew he was this good.
He would make plays. He just didn't have enough opportunities to make plays at Pittsburgh. But when he was, I mean, there'd be catches he would come up with out of, I don't know how he made some of those catches, and from worse quarterbacks by a lot than Dak Prescott, for sure. So anyway, I don't know. This is one thing about George Pickens. Like, who are you when things get tough? Who are you when, you know, you're getting called out on national television? Who are you when you're, you know, lose a tough game? And I think he shows you. He's a guy who's going to run to social media, and he's going to get personal about it. And this is what the Cowboys didn't like about Micah Parsons. One of the things. Anyway.
Well, I mean, Parsons also came down to the money, which could happen with George Pickens.
More from Jerry talking about whether or not the Cowboys' playoff chances are getting bigger.
Well, I watched the game flying up to New York. I'm overlooking Central Park right now, but real excited. They didn't have to put any fuel in the plane. I just flew up here on my own.
Sure. Listen, Christmas in New York, why not? Imagine the type of penthouse that Jerry Jones is overlooking Central Park in.
Sweet.
Probably pretty cool. You know you've made it in New York when you are living so high up you can't hear the noise. That's how you know you've really reached some serious goals. Mm. Anyway, they still have a 10% chance to make the playoffs. This is not happening. But Pearl, your Philadelphia Eagles losing three in a row now has got Jerry thinking all crazy.
Well, I mean, unfortunately for Jerry, the Eagles play the Raiders, Commanders twice, and the Giants. If the Eagles imploded in 2023. But they still made the playoffs, so it's going to be really hard. Dallas, the angle of the wild card is getting thinner and thinner, too. But that being said, I mean, get ready. This summer is going to be the summer of Dallas trying to sign George Pickens. It's going to be the number one offseason story, I think.
Lucky us. That's your Cowboy quickie. Another drawn-out contract negotiation that's going to end with Jerry handing over lots of money? Or well, do you think they actually franchised him?
After Micah last year, who knows? I mean, there are a lot of teams who probably, George Pickens is 24 years old. Feels like he's a lot older. He's been in the league now 4 years, so he must have come in really young. I think there are a lot of teams who say, okay, if we can deal with the behavior issues with George Pickens, which seems to be a thing, I think Tomlin got sick of him, then to get that guy on the outside, you have to double team him, basically. And then that frees up your run game. Like, he's a very valuable player to a lot of teams.
No doubt. I just don't know if it's smart team building to be paying two wide receivers at the top of the market. And you look at the Bengals and, you know, it's tough. But Dallas has doubled down. You know, they got Quinnen Williams into the building. They obviously are putting the attention to the defense in some ways.
I mean, the Eagles, obviously, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown both have big contracts.
Yeah, that
not
works.
Quite that big. Actually, it's not working this year, but generally it works.
That's true. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. If you want to weigh in the Cowboys, coming up, more Notre Dame whining.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.